Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello and welcome to Kits and Wagers. I am Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. We both work at RotoWire, and we're talking game week 16 in the Premier League. Before we get into all of our best bets, are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards, soccer players from over 180 clubs on SoRare. That's SoRare.com. Chris, welcome to the show. Kits and Wagers, what is the kit on this lovely Thursday here?
Yeah, Adam, good to talk to you again. It's been like 3 days since I last talked to you about the games are hot and heavy recently, and they're going to be through the month of December. This week, I'm paying homage to a fallen team here. I went with a Borussia Dortmund quarter zip. Lost a tough one to Bayern on Saturday. It was a Saturday where they lost 3-2. Thought some decisions went against them that were really kind of head scratching. They played okay. They're always going to have a tough time against Bayern. Bayern's just such a better side. And then, I believe they fell out of the Champions League this week. So that was tough to see. But just paying homage to them. Nice little quarter zip here. Kind of good for the cooler weather. It's got a little fleece on the inside, so it's kind of cold out here in the Pacific Northwest. So I thought I would give this one a ride out and just pay homage to the Germans. Well, the German team, not necessarily all Germans, but.
All right. Dortmund. I think they're probably knocked out like a month ago because they didn't have anything to play for, but they won 5-0 midweek. So this isn't kits. So it's polos and wagers. We got just a simple MLS polo and we got the MLS final on Sunday, Portland against NYCFC. So, you know, I'm just supporting the American League. And before we get to the Premier League, I'm just going to give a bet here. I haven't been watching matches, but I've looked at a couple numbers. I'm going to take the Timbers to win +180 against NYCFC. I think they're playing better. I think NYC had an easier route to the final here, and I'm just going with the team from the West Side. I guess this isn't your team. I guess this is your rival, but I'm still sticking with the West Side here. So I guess you probably won't agree with that one.
No, definitely not taking the Timbers ever. But let's rewind to this polo that you're wearing. It's I believe that's the older MLS logo. This is like the equivalent of Rob Lowe wearing like the NFL hat to a Raiders game. He was in the stands with like just the black like NFL logo on it, no team. So Adam's here. He's a pretty sick polo, honestly. But just supporting the league. So I like that. If you don't mind me asking,
this was a leftover. So I worked at Sporting Kansas City like 10 years ago, and that was the same year that they went from the Kansas City Wizards. So like they had all this old stuff from, I don't know, the past decade. And I don't know, somehow I ended up with this polo, this old school polo. So it's still in my closet. So I think it's pretty sharp. I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually really sharp if you're watching on YouTube. You know, nice navy color. Definitely that. The I can't even think what the MLS logo is now, off the top of my head. But it's like that old school one with the ball and the
something more modern. That's probably for sure.
got some more well-rounded lines. You know, a little bit better from an aesthetic standpoint. But yeah, sick polo. What are the odds on NYFC FC?
Plus 165.
Okay, so they're actually favorites.
Yeah, I mean just a little bit.
By like what is it, 20 plus 20? But yeah, all right. Well, if you're gonna go with the Timbers, I'm rolling with the NYCFC playing on the road. I haven't watched a single minute of them this year, but let's go with them.
All right, fine. I think just looking back at last week, so just speaking of going against each other, I believe we had the we're going against each other in the Astonville and Leicester game, and I think I won that one. Villa won at home, but maybe I could be making that up. Maybe I'm making it up in my head. It doesn't seem like you agree with me, but in terms of our best bets, I don't know if there's anything to say. I did want to point out, so before the show, last week I said I changed my mind before the show on what bet I was going to take in Liverpool, and I pulled up my article that I wrote before our podcast, and I wrote down, this is quotes, "I'm going with the shutout first because there's a slim chance this finishes 1-0, but I also like the -1.5 play at the same odds." For some reason, since writing that article and then leading up to the show, I decided taking Liverpool -1.5 was a better idea than 1-0, and it wasn't. I was expecting you to help me change that one, but unfortunately, it didn't work out. Liverpool got the late winner, and the best bet lost. So sorry to everyone about that one.
Don't put this on me. I can't wear that.
All right, yeah, well,
to be fair, I did look back at our sheet from last week. You did take Aston Villa. I was on Leicester City +200, which obviously didn't work out as Villa came away with a 2-1 win.
So game week 16 here. Last week I mentioned, just in terms of home teams, I think you were just on a lot of, waysides last week. So the last four game weeks, it's 40, or maybe there's 39 matches. Maybe I'm making that number up because I do believe there's a Tottenham cancellation there now that I'm just thinking about it, saying it out loud. But there's only been 7 away wins, and that's been 6 of those have been Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea, and the other one was Aston Villa at Crystal Palace. So just in general here, basically the premise is that you shouldn't bet on anyone outside of the top 3 teams to win away from home. Is that just something we should do, I don't know, going forward until that starts changing, or how much do you think we should put into this right here?
I said this last week and I'll say it again this week. That's a pretty big sample size. 39 games. What's that? Like a sixth of the game of the away teams have won in those games, and they're all top 4 sides aside from Aston Villa. I think if you look at it, those teams were probably favored on the road too, those away teams. So yeah, I think, avoiding the away teams to win, especially non top 6 teams, is a good play. And then even following that up, if the odds aren't like +200, it's really tough to bet on them. There's a couple this week where you could be like, maybe. And we kind of talked about it before the show, but otherwise, I would probably avoid the away teams. The two teams who are away this week that are kind of have the better odds are West Ham, our actual favorites against Burnley away, which is a tough place to play normally. And then Everton is an underdog facing Crystal Palace away. And then the third one is the game that we're just about to get into.
Yeah, so this conveniently lines up for us here. So we got a Friday. We're going to talk about a Friday match, a Saturday match, and a Sunday match. This first one, Brentford are home to Watford. Some of the odds here, Brentford are favored. Is this +115 their favorite? Yeah, +115. Draw is +235. And then Watford to win is +260. Over 2.5 goals, -105. Under 2.5 goals, -115. And I think I don't know. This is just a tough one of the tougher matchups here, just I think in general here, just because these teams are kind of a little bit all over the place. Just mainly Brentford, it just seems like we haven't really been able to get a good read on them. If you're just looking at some of their recent results, you just don't really know like what to expect from them. So like just in terms of their home matches here, they had the, you know, they had that 3-3 draw against Liverpool. And I mean, at that point it was like, okay, this is a good team and we're going to expect some results out of them, but it's been kind of downhill. So their last four home matches, they lost 1-0 to Chelsea. Sure. That's fine. 2-1 to Leicester, 2-1 to Norwich. And then they have that win against Everton. So do you have a side here? I'm kind of leaning just Watford, even though we just got done talking about why are we taking, you know, some of the weaker teams on the road, but it's not like Brentford are playing well right now.
They're playing poorly. Let's be honest. Both teams here missing a couple guys with Ivan Toney's out. Who else did I see that was out for Watford?
Yeah, Sergi Kanoche is suspended, and he actually played forward for Ivan Toney last match. So a new forward is going to be in for Brentford is what it comes down to. I think like Marcus Force, I don't even know if he's gotten a start this season, and then someone else is going to be playing on the wing because Sergi Kanoche is suspended. So you got a few questions there.
Yeah, definitely a lot of questions. Everything we just discussed with the away teams failing to really to win away makes it tough for me to go Watford here, if anything. And I don't feel good about Brentford. I'd rather just play for a draw at plus 235 here. I think that's like the most feasible outcome in my mind, considering what we said about away teams and Brentford just kind of being shambles at home.
Yeah, like it's not a match where I want to bet Brentford to win. I think just looking at Watford here, this is like kind of like a rebound spot. If we ignore what we said about teams form away from home, like this is definitely a downgrade in matchup for Watford. So their last five matches have been against Manchester City, Chelsea, at Leicester City, Manchester United, Arsenal. That's their last five. So now they're playing Brentford. I think that's a definite boost. And that's kind of why I like Watford here. So Watford winner draws minus 130. Watford draw no bet plus 160. Like I'm kind of looking in that range, even though it doesn't seem safe. It's kind of where I'm leaning. But yeah, like taking the draw plus 235, you can get the extra odds right there. I also kind of like the over in this one. Just reading the total number of goals in matches under Claudio Ranieri. You got 5 goals, 7, 1, 1, 5, 6, 3, 4. So 6 of 8 matches under Ranieri have gone over 2.5 goals, and half of those have gone over 4 goals. So kind of like the over, kind of like Watford. Seems like a 2-1, 2-2 type of match in this spot, and that's what I got.
Yeah, plus 3.5 for the over 3.5 is 230, and then plus 4.5 if you're feeling extra risky is plus 550. Do you think that, you know, the absence of Ivan Toney, I believe that Ismaïl Assar is going to be out. Do you think that affects the over at all, or do you still feel pretty confident in the fact that it could be like over 2.5 goals, even over 3.5?
I mean. It could, but like I think Watford are just, they're attacking a little bit more under Ranieri than earlier in the season. And sure, Sarr is probably their best player. Like I still think they can get goals. Like Emmanuel Dennis has been pretty good, pretty good. He's been probably their second best player. Joshua King, he has a hat trick at one point this season. Like they still have guys that can score, and it's not like Ivan Toney was, you know, scoring every match. I don't know. I'm just going to think of his numbers off the top of my head here. I think he maybe only has 3 or 4 goals. A couple of those were PKs. So it's not like he's not like, I don't know, a Callum Wilson, you can say, where, you know, when he's leading Newcastle's attack, I'd say they're much better because, you know, he just has a nose for a goal. Whereas Toney, like, I just don't think he's as efficient as some of these other top attackers in the league. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I mean, they were up 2 goals, or they were up in their last match against Newcastle, and they scored 2 goals in their last match without him. So I think they're going to be fine, really.
Yeah, that's fair. I think Emmanuel Dennis, man, that guy's been pretty unbelievable for Wofford so far this season. He's got 6 goals, 5 assists. And I play a little bit of FPL, as most people who probably listen to this podcast might. And he's like the 11th ranked player on FPL. So, you know, getting it done, even if they are going to be missing another attacking key piece. I'm just trying to look up his goal scoring odds here. He's at plus 260 anytime goal score. If you're intrigued by any of those sort of odds. So if you want that one, pretty good odds for him to score. Go ahead and check that one out as well.
Yeah, it's not too bad. This is a single game on Friday. Like, this is, could be a, you know, a single game parlay kind of game. Throw in Dennis or King or, Brentford, their goals kind of come from wherever, but throw that in over 2.5 goals or over 3.5 goals, something like that. Maybe a win or draw for whatever side you like, and you can get some pretty decent odds there. So,
yeah, the Dennis score and Wofford win is plus 450.
There you go, plus 450. So next match Saturday, we're moving on to Liverpool, who are home against Aston Villa. Liverpool minus 450, draw is plus 600, Villa to win plus 1100. Those seem pretty reasonable. Over 3.5 goals is minus 105, under 3.5 goals is minus 120. This is your team, so I'll let you take it away. Liverpool don't really have a ton of injury issues. Danny Ings and Matt Target are the questions for Villa, but they missed last week, so it shouldn't be too many changes in either side here.
Yeah, the odds makers definitely do you any favors here to think about taking Liverpool in any sense. Plus, what do we say, minus 400?
Yeah. Minus 450.
Minus 450.
Minus 400. It's changing by the hour here.
You're not getting any value there, so yeah, I mean, they got everybody healthy pretty much. The whole midfield's healthy. The one, you know, this is like a my heart versus my heart here. You know, we got Stevie G coming back to Anfield to take Astonville, who he's done really well with it through his first four matches. So, like, their only loss though was, I believe it was that 2-1 win or 2-1 loss to Manchester City, where, you know, City scored some unbelievable goals. So, if anything, I think, you know, the under here would be worthwhile here, and the under. Under 3.5 goals is minus 120. So you're getting okay odds there. And that's just like, you figure, you know, a 2-1. It's been, what, 2-1 in three of the four matches for Astonville since Stevie Gerrard's taken over. So if I was going to go with any bet there, I think there, minus 3.5 is minus 120. My plus under 2.5 is plus 200. So those are the two things that I'd really, really evaluate if I want to go with. I don't see a way that Aston Villa comes into Anfield and they get the job done. So I would avoid the Villa bets myself.
Yeah, I was originally, I mean, just if you don't look at team names, if you remove team names from this, I don't know. My original thoughts were like you, the under and Aston Villa, just because the way they played. So the stat going around Twitter I've seen, so Villa have allowed 4 big chances in their 4 matches under Gerrard, which, which is good. It's one, you know, one big chance every match. And, you know, a big chance is basically, you know, just a good shot on target in the 6-yard box and the 18-yard box, that kind of thing. But, like, so I was looking at Villa +1.5. You can get +135 odds in that. That seems pretty good. But then I looked at Liverpool's last 5 at home, 4-0, 4-0. They have a couple 2-2s in there, 2-2s, and then 3-0. So it's just hard to bet against Liverpool Anfield. That's kind of what it comes down to. Like, I like Villa 1.5 because, you know, you could still, if this is a 1-0, 2-1 type of game, 3-2, like, you're still going to win that bet. But you're betting against Liverpool at home, which is a risk. And again, I do like the under. And then just considering those Villa results, they've got the 2-1, 1-2, 2-1s. I guess under 3.5 is -120, which is pretty good, because usually you see the, you know, the under 2.5 at -120 for a match. So I guess under 3.5 is a place to look, but again, I'm kind of scared off because I took the under 3.5 for Liverpool against Southampton, and then they won 4-0. So I'm kind of scared. But overall, everything. I'm just scared about Liverpool bets. I think that's what it comes down to. So
the only sure thing that we've gotten from these Liverpool bets is Mo Salah. And this week, we've been doing it every week just because the guy has been in insane form. But this week, there's not really a ton of value on some of the bets that we've discussed in the past. Anytime goal scoring, he is minus 165, so you're not going to get super good value there. First score, last score, they're both plus 240 for Salah. And then the one that we've really been discussed consistently is the Salah to score and Liverpool to win. This week, it's minus 140. And pretty much every week that we've discussed it, it's been plus odds. So this is, I believe, either the first or the second time where he's minus odds. So minus 140, not something I'm particularly intrigued in for the Mo Salah betting, goal scoring betting that we've discussed so frequently.
Yeah, do you think in this match, like, I don't think Gerrard is going to want to come in here and, you know, try and go up and down against Liverpool. Like, he knows he can't do that. Like, he's going to want his guys to stay compact and keep this low scoring. Like, I think that's going to be a strategy, and that's kind of what his strategy's been. Like, if you want, like, I think taking under 2.5 is the way. If you could bet on, you know, a player not to score, like, I'd bet Salah not to score in this match because that would be plus odds. But I don't think that's actually a thing that you can do, unfortunately. But yeah, -160 just seems like a lot in this matchup.
Yeah, no, definitely too much for me. Like, we've discussed that, like, -125 range is really kind of where the tipping point is. And I mean, that returns probably about $6 or so, if you were to bet that on a $10 bet. So, if you're working in American dollars, so that not necessarily the smartest bet, and not a huge return on -140.
We actually do $100 bets on the show, so it's $60.
Yeah, sorry, $100 bets.
All right, so the next match Sunday, I guess the big thing for Sunday, the Tottenham-Brighton match was postponed. So unfortunately, you cannot bet against a COVID-19 hampered Tottenham team. So, but I guess on the other side, Brighton have like 20 injuries. But the game we're talking about is Burnley home against West Ham. And this is one of the home underdogs that Chris mentioned earlier. So Burnley are plus 270 to win. The draw is plus 265. So oddly, the draw is more likely to hit than Burnley to win, while West Ham are plus 100. So West Ham, they played Thursday in Europa League, but they pretty much rotated their entire team. So that's not really anything that matters. I think the big thing is Aaron Cresswell didn't play in that match. He's been hurt. You add that into Kurt Zouma being out. It looks like Craig Dawson and Issa Diop are going to start at center back. And then if Cresswell doesn't play, it could be Arthur Masuaku, who I believe started last match, but he doesn't have a ton of time this season. So there are some questions on West Ham's back line. Over 2.5 goals, minus 115. Under 2.5 goals, minus 110. Do you like West Ham in this spot?
Would it be silly to go against everything we discussed to start the show?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's fair.
I mean, we technically did already. We already did that with Watford, I guess. But
yeah. No, I mean, Burnley they're just a tough team to watch on the eye. Part of me wants to just go West Ham, but plus 100 odds on the road. Coming off, I mean, like you said, they did rest quite a few players in the midweek. I'm curious how many of them traveled, or if that was a home match. I believe that it was actually.
They traveled, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, to Croatia. Zagreb or... Yeah, to Croatia. I believe that's
Croatia. Oh, wait. No, it was home. All right. Never mind
that. Okay, so no travel. Yeah, give me West Ham plus 100 here. I think Burnley, not particularly good this season. West Ham were able to, as you mentioned, rest a lot of their key players. And it's not like, you know, if Aaron Cresswell misses, that's, you know, that's kind of tough on them. He takes the set pieces. He's been in the lineup pretty frequently. But, you know, Arthur Masuaku is a player who's stepped in when he wasn't hurt last season. He was starting a lot. This season he's got three starts, still, you know, playing decently. So they're not, it's not like it's a huge miss with Cresswell. Masuaku can step in and do the thing. But yeah, I think I would actually take West Ham plus 100 here.
All right. So if Burnley had Maxwell Cornet, I would be all over them, but I don't know what I really haven't done a ton without Cornet in the team. Like he's been kind of just like a spark, but he's constantly injured. But either way, I'm going to look at, you know, the recent results for Burnley here. So they have points in 5 of their last 6 matches and overall, and then 4 of their last 5 at home. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. And I think just in terms of your thoughts, like West Ham are coming off that huge win against Chelsea. And that's kind of what's in everyone's mind is, you know, that's the one thing, I guess, in betting is, you know, a team gets this big win. Like it's in all sports, really. Like this team gets a big win against a tough opponent. And then the next week it's against a weaker opponent. So it's like, okay, well, if they can beat Chelsea, like they should easily beat Burnley. But I think that's a spot where you can find value. And that, I think that you can get value with Burnley. Like they're playing at home. I already mentioned their recent, their success at home. You can get them win or draw at -115. So that's almost even odds. Like if this match finishes in a draw, which is actually favored more than them to win, like you're still going to win that bet. So I think just in terms, like we said, like the away teams, it's just kind of hard. And it's not like West Ham are like, they're up there in the table, but they already lost a couple weeks ago at Wolverhampton. So it's not like, it's not impossible to think that, you know, they'd lose in this spot. I mean, Burnley haven't been playing that well, but they're not losing matches. So I think I like Burnley here.
Yeah, you said the winner draw at -115. That's probably the most intriguing bet of the ones that you mentioned. Especially because they've been picking up points pretty frequently.
Yeah, I do like the I probably would take the over too. Just the way these, you know, you got the West Ham injuries, and then I guess Burnley have been a little better in recent matches, but they had a skid there. They're allowing a bunch of goals, but
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so I don't know what to do here. We got best bet time. And so I've been losing so many of my best bets. I've decided I'm going to put together 3 options, and Chris is going to decide my best bet for me.
Wow.
So this is big. I don't know if he's seen what I wrote down here, but this might be the first time he's hearing these best bets. So
I have not looked prior to this, so.
Okay, so I'm just going to go off what we were talking about. One of them is Burnley win or draw -115. Another one is Arsenal to win and over 1.5 goals, so 2 goals or more, as +100. Or Newcastle, Leicester, both teams to score, but no draw. So someone has to win, and that's +125. What do you do you need me to give you some numbers on any of those matches, or do you just want to go for it?
Let me just think this over here. It's like on Lord of the Flies, that book where it's like, I've got the conch. And I'm speaking.
Yeah, they're on the island. Yeah, it sounds right.
yeah. I think that's Lord of the Flies. Anyways, you know, we just discussed the -115 win or draw for Burnley. My conscience, my head says that's a smart one. My conscience says I don't like betting on Burnley, so that's there. So I'm gonna take that one out. I like where your head's at with that one, but just from a, you know, I can't take that one and feel good about it. Arsenal, I don't know if I should continue my vendetta against them this fake vendetta that I've had throughout the season on Arsenal, even though I did take them last week and lose.
Let me bring
I'm gonna take them out because
first. Let me bring up. So I pull. If you're watching on YouTube, I pulled up our injuries page at rotowire.com. So Southampton, they're going to have Oriol Romeu suspended. He started every match this season, central midfield. They're going to have Salisu suspended, a center back who's probably started every match this season. So they're bringing back into the starting 11. They got Jack Stevens, who's off an injury. He hasn't played since September. Lianco is going to get another start, probably. And Alex McCarthy is out. Fraser Forster is out. They picked up Willie Caballero midweek, 40-year-old goalkeeper, last seen with Chelsea, I believe, is likely to start. So they're not going to have, you know, their defensive midfielder. They're not going to have, you know, their full set of center backs, and they're going to have a new 40-year-old goalkeeper in that. Are you convinced yet that Arsenal are going to win this one?
It seems like you're convinced, which is important.
I'm just trying to give you the read.
It seems like you're convinced. And given what I'm going to do with my best bet, let's get a little diversification and stay away from that Newcastle-Leicester match. And okay. I think, you know, it sounds like you feel strongly. And because you feel strongly, I feel so strongly. You know, we're in this podcast together. We're trying to get wins for our listeners, not only ourselves, but our listeners, the global audience. And so, yeah, let's go Arsenal win over 1.5 plus 100. Lock it in as Adam's best bet.
Okay, let's do it. Arsenal, you know, best bet.
Incredibly, you know, proud that you gave me this opportunity to make your best bet for the week, because then when the ship goes down, it's all on me here. so speaking of the ship going down, last week I missed. I was on, you know, I was doing pretty well there for kind of like a 5-week span there, making a couple good bets. Last week was not one of them. I took Arsenal, and here we are again taking them, but it's not for me, it's for you. So I'm going to get away from that one, and you did mention this game in the options of best bets with the Newcastle-Leicester facing each other. Leicester being at home?
Yes.
Leicester being at home. We're not taking the away teams, and an away team we're definitely not taking is Newcastle. Leicester's at minus 135, right on that cusp of bets that we feel good about, where the odds are like, okay, I could still make a couple of bucks, and it'll be all right. So I'm going to take Leicester City playing at home. They are going to be coming off a short week here after playing today against Napoli. But I like minus 135 to win Newcastle. As we know, they've struggled. They've conceded a lot of goals. So I'm going to take Leicester minus 135 as my best bet.
All right, there it is. This is like the opposite move of what you've been doing. You've had a bunch of, you know, plus 200 bets in here, plus 150 or so. You've had all these bets, but... All right, yeah. I mean, I can't disagree with this one. Like, I'm not going to say no. Take Newcastle here. Yuri Tielemans, he returned today. He should be good. I mean, it's a short week, so, but I assume he's going to start here. And this match is Sunday, so assume he's going to start. But yeah, my third best bet there is I just think there's going to be goals, because, you know, Leicester aren't stopping anyone. They just gave up 3 goals on Thursday. So I think there's going to be goals in this match. I do think both teams are going to score, but I think Leicester are going to score more. Like, that's the one thing they're having trouble doing right now is scoring goals. So take them to, I think, I mean, they're going to score more than Newcastle. It's as simple as that. Minus 135.
Love it.
Let's write it up.
And, you know, since this podcast only does $100 bets, minus 135 yields you about $70. If you get that one right, so not too bad. If you're only betting $10, that's like a pint that you'd win. So a celebratory pint on your minus 135 bet if Leicester does in fact win.
A celebratory pint.
Pints and wagers.
Pints and wagers, polos and wagers.
That's the theme of the week.
It's the end of the show. So what do we have a cooking suggestion for the week, or what do we got? Smoking any birds, or you've had a busy week at work. Have you been cooking any rice or anything?
No, nothing particularly special this week, but, my girlfriend she's got to go back to the East Coast for work for the next week. So I will have the place to myself, throughout the week here. So I'm expecting some big things on the smoker. Definitely, you know, gonna do some dude stuff here, and I think what it's gonna start with this weekend is I'm gonna go back to my roots. grew up in Wisconsin. We got a big game against the Bears. Not really that big because the Bears suck, and now we're getting into the NFL. But, you know, anytime the Packers play on Sunday Night Football, I got to put some brats on the grill. So we're going to get some beer brats going. We're going to get some onions, you know, all the fixings, little ground mustard. And, you know, just going to get them a nice char. And then I'm probably going to eat like 3 to 4 of them Sunday night while watching the Packers beat the Bears by like 28 points or so.
Yeah, you can bet that one too. So what's the temperature out there where you're at?
Seattle, it's pretty consistently like 40 degrees, 45 okay. degrees in the winter, overcast. We did get a little bit of sunshine yesterday, which is like, you know, had to get out there and kind of take it in. Actually had a men's league game last night, and it was like the best one that we've had in a couple weeks, where it's like, no, I wasn't getting rained on. It was a crisp, clear night, which is pretty rare. So yeah, right now 45, overcast. We got some big storms coming in, it sounds like, in the mountains. So yeah, should be a rainy one all weekend. Perfect for manning the grill slightly and sitting in and watching sports.
Yeah, you're talking about all this smoking, but I just can't do the smoking when there's snow on the ground and it's 25 degrees out. I just don't want to, you know, just deal with having to go in and outside when it's that cold. So I just haven't been doing a ton of smoking since the weather got to the below freezing here. But
well, luckily they made ovens. You know, they invented ovens, so you can do a lot of stuff with that too.
Yes, that is true. But we have another short week, so we'll probably be talking to you next. Or on Monday, so another few days. It might, or maybe Tuesday, it might turn into seafood and wagers. I'll be in Florida for the weekend, so I'll be eating a bunch of seafood. Ooh. And I'm not going to be cooking anything, but maybe I'll report back to let you know how the grouper is down in Florida for the season.
I'm looking forward to this grouper review next Monday, probably.
Yeah, let's do it. Might be a late show, but. There you go. Best bet, Arsenal to win over 1.5 goals against Southampton. And then Chris took Leicester to win -135. That's for game week 16. Chris, thanks for joining me, and we'll see everyone in a few days.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.